Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Ms. Han is a paraeducator at John Muir Elementary School. She is from Vietnam, a country in Asia. It is known for beaches, rivers, and mountains. The capital is Hanoi. They speak Vietnamese, English, Chinese, and French in Vietnam. We talked to Ms. Han about her culture.
We have 11 people in my family, you know, but my mom, dad, my grandma, and 8 of us. I'm the second from the youngest. So there are 6 girls in my family and 2 boys only. She's just like the oldest is a boy and the youngest a boy, and the middle 6 girls is like a burger. I would say like hamburger. So, but it's lucky we get along very well. And I'm the only one here in America. I miss them a lot. They're all back home.
Wow, that's sad. She is an American alone. Ms. Han shares what it's like to be in a new culture and learn a new language.
It just, you know, a Swedish culture is just different because sometimes try to fit in is not easy, especially you newcomer and then you immigrants. So you try to fit in, you know, try to learn about the customs, the language, and, you know, that's a lot of the tradition. And especially it's the language too, there's a lot of thing to learn to fit into the culture, which is very difficult. I can imagine that. I can picture that when I first came here.
Ms. Han talked about the ways she celebrates her culture. She has special food, music, and activities with family. Cô Ho nói về cách cô tôn vinh văn hóa của mình. Cô có thức ăn đặc biệt, âm nhạc và các hoạt động vui nhộn cùng với gia đình.
I celebrate my culture by engaging in traditional practices like celebrating Lunar New Year, with family gathering, preparing special dishes, giving red envelopes with lucky money to children, visiting temples to pay respect to ancestors, enjoying traditional music and dances, and participating in culture festivals like the Mid-Autumn Festival with lantern displays and moon cakes.
Also, Ms. Han told us about all the special dishes she has for Lunar New Year. It sounds delicious.
For our Lunar New Year, we made a lot of food. But special dishes was just the sticky rice. Sticky rice is what we shape into the square, and then we wrap with the banana leaves, and the filling inside was mung beans, pork, and a lot of spicy, different spices, and that's a Pacific one that we can't miss during our Lunar New Year.
Ms. Han learns about American culture, but still holds on to her own culture. She talks about the many ways she tries to learn about American culture.
To blend my culture with American culture, I'm actively incorporating aspects like learning American customs, engaging in casual conversation with Americans, understanding social cues, sharing my traditional food and stories with friends, while still maintaining key elements of my heritage in my daily life, like language and family tradition.
Ms. Han shared about her culture and American culture. We learned about how she celebrates holidays with food and family. It was interesting to learn about how she blends both cultures together and still holds on to the important parts of her culture.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.